Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, it's Pip. We have a surprise for you. You might have thought season 3 was all finished, but we have a season epilogue for you. We couldn't end the season without catching up with MI5 agents Colin Haynes and CIA agents Jackie Williams and Mia Fox. As for the continuation of the show, well, we'll be back tomorrow with an announcement about that. And now let's catch up with the agents who, when we last left them, were in the process of lugging the body bag containing Kozlovsky back to MI5 headquarters. This epilogue episode is dedicated to our super patron, Alban Assant. Thank you, Alban, and thank you to all our patrons.
Christ, he's heavy!
God, I forgot how much bodies weigh. Shall I open it?
Go for it.
Never seen anyone with so many tattoos.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I sat quietly, agreed politely, I guess, that I forgot I had a choice.
Who gets Katy Perry lyrics tattooed all over their scalp?
Tats on the soles of his feet, too.
Katy Perry lyrics?
I don't know. It's Chinese.
You're talking about his scalp and feet? Seriously?
What do you mean?
Guess.
You mean his...
Winky, yes.
Oh.
It's, supposed to be a... snake?
One hell of a snake.
Piercings, too. What do we do with him?
Interrogate him, of course.
You sure?
He's our only connection to Amelia.
He looks so... dead.
Well, the drugs will wear off.
Should we get some clothes for when he wakes up?
Yeah, if he wakes up.
I don't think we have anything in his size.
Man's a giant.
How do you think he drugged himself?
No idea.
How long are we going to wait?
As long as it takes.
Stop that.
Why?
It's distracting.
Distracting from what?
Ugh, it's stuffy in here.
It's an interrogation room, not the Ritz.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's dead.
He's sleeping.
With his eyes open, he hasn't blinked once.
His eyes are closed.
Sorry?
The pupils are tattooed onto his eyelids.
What about the lack of a pulse?
Well, must have taken a drug that slows down the heart rate.
Okay, I've had enough.
What are you doing?
Hey! Mister, wake up! Should I slap him?
No!
That's not how we do things here.
Definitely dead.
Yep.
Shit.
Fuck.
Told you.
But Joey and Salvatore, they said he drugged himself. They were fooling us?
Perhaps he took an overdose by mistake.
I thought he's a medical genius. Hang on. Do you think he faked his death?
You mean he actually escaped with Joey and Salvatore?
Yes!
He conjured up a 7-foot, 250-pound corpse from thin air? Come on.
He might be a genius. He's not a magician.
Oh, crap.
What?
It's from Northcott.
Oh, no.
She's asking how the interrogation's going.
Oh, I don't want to tell her he's dead.
Pull yourself together, Cole. It could be worse.
I'd rather be that corpse.
Let's get this over with.
Good luck. Right. Okay, now that the morons have gone, let's get to work.
Get to work how?
We have to decipher him.
Decipher him?
All those tattoos.
You think they contain clues?
There's a phoenix on his forehead, and we know that's their symbol. My guess, there are codes scribbled all over him, and we have to decipher him from head to toe.
Talking of toes.
Yes?
There are numbers on them. What do you think they mean?
A phone number, perhaps?
And I think those are coordinates on his fingernails?
Yes. And Morse code around the neck. We should take a look at his back. Ready?
You want to roll him over?
Yes. Wow.
Guy's a picture book.
A picture book on acid? I love those pyramids.
And the Arctic landscape across his shoulders?
We should donate him to the Met.
The hell one is freaky, though.
So is the one of a priest being shot from a cannon.
Is that the Loch Ness Monster on his left butt cheek?
And Santa on the other. Weird. We have to document every inch of his body. There are stories here, I'm sure of it. What was that?
Holy gadzookers!
He's
alive!
Well, hello there.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Welcome to Beyond the Dark.
Sub-level 19 was nothing like the other floors at Machine Co. There were no alabaster workbenches, no spotless white carpets. Here, it was dank, dark. And that noise. A humming, throbbing sound like a sickly heartbeat hiding behind the whir of a great machine. A large metal cage loomed out of the darkness, backlit by an iridescent blue monitor, on which a cursor blinked idly. A metal panel slid out of an aperture in the cage near the monitor, and suddenly the cursor came to life. It read, "Insert hand here."
Beyond the Dark, a sci-fi anthology by Mark R. Healy, creator of The Strata. Find it at beyondthedarkpodcast.com or anywhere you listen to podcasts.